This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013. Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast counting down everything this week that made you say, "What a time to be alive." And now, Patrick Monahan, Kath Barbadoro, and Eli Uden.
Boys Club Edition. Just the boys.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast that counts down the things in the news that make you say the thing in the title. I'm Patrick Monahan.
I'm Eli Uden, and that's it.
We are without Kath this week. This podcast is under attack. We are currently... Shelby was out, but now he's back with us, fortunately. But apparently a price had to be paid for the return of Shelby, and that price is Kath's voice. Yes. So that's where we are.
The world exists in balance, and you know every loss must be equated with a gain.
Yeah.
That's basic alchemy, baby.
This is definitely unrelated to Kath yelling at the 25th at the anniversary Raw that we went to last night.
She got body slammed by a sick wrestler and got very sick.
She challenged Stone Cold, and she got beer poured all over her, and it was pretty sick.
I saw that. I like that guy. Stone Cold, he seems cool. Seems just like a good dude. That's sort of his whole thing, though, isn't it?
I mean, he I don't know.
You look delighted.
He's like, well, yeah. He's having
a real memory. You're like, oh.
It was fun, yeah. Well, it took me back to, like, high school, because it was like, hey, this guy's beating up this old man and his son, and that's what, you know, people like to see.
What was your hair situation in high school?
I had a... it was like
I could see spikes.
No, but... when I was a kid, I was spikes.
Yeah, like the multiple spikes, like all over.
Yeah, it was just like the side part. Like I was boring. I had side boring part. Ass hair. Yeah.
Oh, like super preppy, like young professional.
Yeah, like various lengths. I think at different times. I didn't. When I got to college, I did like the middle, like the butt cut middle part, like for a while.
I did that. I used a bunch of hair gel in like high school, and like I did do it. I think a lot of when I was younger, I was just trying to look like a cartoon. It was weird because I like cartoons, and I was like, oh, and I like did. I look like a Russian mobster. I had like a little swoopy wings at the front.
Yeah, I was a big buzz guy in the old days, like the second grade era, like you know, visible scalp practically.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, you know what good hair is? You know what cool hair is? Like incredibly hard hair in the front, and then like soft on the rest of your head. Just like a lot of gel in the front. Let the rest of it flow.
Oh, yeah, I think
breeze.
I don't know if that was high school or that was, like, the beginning of college, but I did that stupid flip shit with, like, the ski
slope hair. Everybody. Yeah. That's the middle school hair.
Yeah.
It's crazy that you still see, like, guys do that. Like, you can be out and, like, see, like, a respectable adult with the same, like, little hard triangle, like, unicorn horn of, like gelled out hair.
But, like, you flay it out. So, yeah. I mean, and back then it was, like, you would get the frosted tips, which was like the other thing.
I never
pulled the trigger on that one.
Yeah, I wasn't confident enough.
That was good because the turnaround on that one not being cool anymore happened pretty fast.
Yeah,
so it was satisfying to have not been in a situation where you can get roasted for it. You can just do the roasting.
Yeah,
so that's what you want.
That's the good. Just in having like a big bottle of that, like you know, like neon blue suave like gel that was just like, oh, it's like no one would. Why would you ever put that in your hair and be like, "Good, I've improved it."
I want to say the stuff that I had was called Depp, but that can't be right.
Depp?
That's just Johnny Depp. But I think it was I think it was like DEP.
I thought you said I had gel called Death.
It was
like, God.
Yeah.
There are those. It's like that's like dude wipes or whatever. Like Death hair.
I'm trying. Was it called Depp? I'm gonna look this up. This is very important for the podcast for me to know.
That's like I got really, I get sadly really excited. I went to like Duane Reade to buy something, and so Axe body wash spray. You know the Axe Corporation, Axe Collective.
It's like a Coachella house, but all they do is listen to Chainsmokers.
Oh yeah. Oh god, the fucking Chainsmokers. Chainsmokers are one of like the only. I have almost nothing muted on Twitter, but I have the Chainsmokers. Any mention of them muted on Twitter because I get so. I don't know why I get.
Well,
so
it's
mad.
Cool because like their music is not great, and also you get a lot of really unfunny jokes about it. So that's cool.
It's just like both sides are bad, and I just feel like EDM, like most EDM, and I like there's a good amount of electronic music that I like, but a lot of. Like those sort of EDM guys, like the Chainsmokers, like they give out that same like weird vibe as like the guy who's like a, you know, like an amateur, like erotic photographer or whatever. Yeah. Like the, you know, the guys that are commenting on models' Instagrams, like, love to shoot with you. Please, can we shoot? It's like, God, I mean, he's just going to like crank off. Like,
one that's of the, all you're gonna do. Yeah. I mean, one of the chain smokers just got caught. This was actually, I think she posted on Instagram.
Is it a sec? Dude, I've literally told people, but I never want to say it on the pod or anything. I'm like, I've almost made bets with people that one of the chain smokers will get a sexual charge.
No, it wasn't a charge. He got caught. And it's weird because she posted what looks like security footage. I don't know how she got it, but it was when they were on vacation or something. I don't have any background on it other than just what I saw, but of him like making out with some other girl. And she posted a thing like, you know, you trust someone, blah, blah, blah. You know, and it's just like,
you trust the chain smokers. You trust
the guy from the chain smokers.
Yeah, you know that old saying?
I can't believe these two guys who came up as the house DJs at Provocateur are not the most trustworthy guys.
Yeah, that's the old saying. Fool me once and you're the chain smokers. I'm a fucking idiot.
She's like in law school. She's actually, I believe she's like, because I remember they were like fawning, because of course there's like fawning articles about them from like a year ago. And it's like, the one chain smoker one and his girlfriend are cute on Instagram and it's everything or whatever.
Do they make fun like smoking puns or like two of a pack or whatever? I don't know what it is.
Yeah, that famous expression. We're like two cigarettes from the same pack. That's, yeah.
You know that's what? Us. The thing about the chain smokers is why they're called chain smokers is both of their penises are just little cigarettes. There's just the cigarette growing out of there. I haven't slept a lot like in the past. Like, I had a show last night, and then I had stuff late the night before, so I'm very delirious. This is all on Patty.
Yeah, we're doing, we're podcasting at, this is like training for cardio in, like, Denver, like, at altitude, with one of those Bane masks on.
Well, now that I jumped the gun on that, I do just have given myself, like, a standing bet that one of the chain smokers will be arrested on a sexual charge.
Yeah, I guess you have.
Yeah, well, you know, there I am. We'll see. Out in the open, exposed.
We'll see how they do.
What else is going on with you? How's your life?
I'm good. I have slept some, which is nice. My life has calmed down a little bit, but,
not as much of a legal as it was before.
Yeah, that's correct. That's what I refer to myself as. I have it monogrammed on my briefcase that I carry around.
It's just a big eagle.
Yeah, you know, you just carry a briefcase. What is that, a ping pong ball? What's going on down there?
Nothing. Part of the table didn't fall off because fucking with it.
Yeah.
Didn't happen. What if I just let it hang? How's that?
We're highly professional. Still good?
Hey, it works for me. Wow.
See, Kath is the glue here.
Yeah, literally, the studio literally falling apart without her. Yeah, I don't know. I'm having a surgery in like 8 hours. That's pretty sweet. That's pretty cool.
Oh, they're gonna
fix
that's
up
right.
my nose.
Yeah.
Put me under.
Another sacrifice. So when Kath comes back, you'll be you may be around on, you don't know, next week.
I don't know. It depends on the healing of my nose.
Yeah.
You know? And they're like, yeah, I'm just, what if I, that's what it is I'm just getting a purely cosmetic nose job.
What if you get, like, what if you, like, fix your nose and, like, your breathing and everything, and then your voice actually just sounds like Urkel? Like, what if...
Hey, guys, it worked. Let's, yeah.
Great Urkel impression there, yeah.
Like, I don't know what, I don't watch.
Hey, you're, like, 25, that's right.
Yeah. No, I watch, like, Cosby Show. Yikes.
There's no Urkel on there.
Forgot about that until I said it.
Pretty interesting that you just assume that they're the same thing.
What?
Oh, no, nothing.
No, I'm saying, like, I didn't watch only, because that jumped into my head as, like, that's the, I would watch a lot of Nick at Night type stuff. I'd watch, like, that and Cheers, and I don't know why. I watch cartoons and I watch Nick at Night, like, as a child.
It's good family entertainment.
Yeah, it was good. Well, not anymore.
No, Cosby, that's not true.
In retrospect, a terrible family entertainment. Yeah.
Well, Urkel, but, as far as I know, Urkel's still fine.
Yeah,
Reginald Val Johnson is still a good guy.
Anyways, I'm getting an elephant trunk put in so I can eat peanuts with my nose. That's pretty exciting for me. Big news.
Is that covered by insurance, or is that considered to be elective? Like, what's the deal with that?
This is getting the elephant trunk in?
Yeah.
The insurance, the company, they decided to cover it just because they thought it was pretty cool, too. I just kind of called them and told them what I was going to do, and they're like, ooh, that's pretty sick. We'll cover it. So they're going to give me some money.
You can, like, sneak up on people in movie theaters.
Yeah, and trumpet.
And just, like, take their popcorn.
Dude, I am still, there was a, we had a discussion at work. I was like, I find it insane that there are people who think that talking in a movie is like, okay. And, like, we'll defend that. Be like, why can't I talk? It's like, I don't, because you're, what is wrong with you? Why?
Yeah, well, there's people who just, I mean, it's, I think it's also like a, there's like a cultural element to it maybe too. Like I know, yeah, I'm ready to shush everybody except I'm a huge wimp, so I don't actually confront anyone about anything. I just kind of do that thing where you sigh a lot.
Yeah.
And then hope that they're somehow going to develop a sense of shame based on the sign, which does not work. but there, I mean, it's something you can forget if you're not like out in big crowds a lot, but there are people that just aren't, they don't know how to function in any kind of polite way. Like we were at the wrestling thing last night, we were in the elevator and it was full.
The wrestling elevator.
Yeah. You know, the wrestling elevator. And they had like an attendant at Barclays. So they have someone who like runs the elevator. Cause otherwise it'd be pandemonium.
I just assumed that the wrestling event was held at the center of the earth and that's why I had to take an elevator down. Yeah, no gravity.
It's all the way down. There was this big, there's family of like four people and like there was room for maybe one person, but the elevator operator made a judgment call and was like, we're at capacity, like wait for the next one. And all four of them individually tried to get in. They're like, no.
Well,
no.
Surely he doesn't mean me.
And it's like, okay, are you not speaking English or, and they just were just didn't understand directions, I guess. I don't know. Or the word capacity is new to them, but that's so, you know, people
elevator
are
bouncer.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're at capacity.
We're at capacity.
Maybe come back with a few chicks.
Too many guys. Yeah.
That we never talked about how too many guys, real sausage Vader in here.
Too many guys at the wrestling show. You gotta make someone checks.
Yeah. Man, this place is sausage fist.
It's like wrestling and comedy, two of the most
we never talked. I still can't believe that worked, that like what was it, like last week or 2 weeks ago we went to that bar.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we're like we went to me and Patty and a couple other people after a Karma show or whatever, we went to this like it was like a fancy cool bar where they had a fucking line and you could do capacity and stuff. And it was six dudes, which is not ideal. That's not what they're hurting for. They're like, hell yeah. Get all fucking 12 of them balls in here, boys. Get them fucking testes. But so it's six guys, and there's the doorman. And he's like, six dudes? He's like, it's going to be a while. And just like, as a joker drunk, I was like, I mean, if it helps, you can just think of us as three groups of two dudes. And then he let two of us in immediately and let two other, like, it worked.
Yeah.
I think he was just like, I respect just this man just acting like moving numbers around is a solution to a problem.
Yeah.
And it was.
No,
and
I think
money there.
There's a certain amount of in the nightlife industry, even when they just, cause they just straight up lie to you. It's like, oh, we're full, a private event, whatever. Yeah. It's like, you can't get, just like, you want me to just say no? Cause I don't like how you look. I mean, I'll say
Yeah. They should. But the other thing about those capacity bars is like, I hate it when it's happening. I'm like, this is such fucking bullshit. But like some of them still aren't, but a lot, some of the ones that do that like capacity thing, once you get in, you're like, oh, wow, it's like not that crowded in here. This is actually probably the right amount of people having a bar. And this is they probably shouldn't let anybody else because it's nice.
But
and now
also,
I'm inside.
He,
so
was
cut it off.
He was lying to me.
Yeah.
One time we tried to go to a place. Some of my friends back in the old days before everyone I knew got married and had kids and stuff. We were going out in front of this place and the guy just goes, no boy bands, fellas. Sorry. And it's like, we weren't even mad. It's like, that's pretty good. You know, like I'm not going to, we're going to head out and you know.
Yeah, that was, you've heard this was like Dan and my friend Dan, we were in DC and it was like him and some of his friends and we all went out in DC and we ended up, went to like a 7-Eleven and ate like 400 dragon wings. And then we were lying on because you know DC has like those raised lawns in Georgetown. It was near GW. And we're like laying on one of those, eating our fucking dragon wings, and this like super shitty like DC, you know, like working his way up the ladder, like guy just like square toe dress shoe, fucking you know big striped rayon shirt. Or if he walks by and looks at us all laying on the lawn, he goes, "What is this? The Gay Pride hayride?" And then he was balding fairly severely, and this guy Foley just goes, looks at him and just goes, Rogaine. And the guy just like crumbled and like was like, oh, come on, man. He walked away. It was fantastic.
It's a classic Eli story. It's one that I will always laugh at.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
I feel like without Kath, it's just the timbre of two like somewhat gravelly voicemen. It's very NPR feel.
Yeah, we're just kind of
sitting talking about dicks or whatever,
having a nice chat. Why don't we get going on the old
let's
countdown?
Jump
here.
In.
All right.
Number five.
Number five is sort of actually an update to something we talked about last week, which is that we were talking about the Hawaii missile that wasn't the missile that wasn't, and we were talking about how if. You know, if you heard that a missile was coming, number one priority would be fuck. Be try to get the fuck on. You know, just hit somebody up, send an Instagram DM, be like, you know, that's probably not, it wouldn't work that well. You'd just blow up. But, you know, just go out in the street and be like, who is ready? And everyone knows what you mean if there's a missile coming. But if not that, obviously, the missile's coming in, you just crank off. That's what you got to do. You go out in a blur of motion and, you know, fury. But we actually, Pornhub put out that the statistics, like a graph and everything, that like, it wasn't quite that, but right after they announced that it was not a true threat, not a real missile. I'm messing up all my words. I'm so tired. As soon as they were like, it's not a real missile, don't worry about it. Pornhub searches went fucking through the roof because everybody just had a celebratory crank.
Yeah. So the full picture, Pornhub put out a graph, and it actually.
Yes. Go ahead. Sorry.
While the missile was in the air, traffic dropped 77% below the normal rate.
That's crazy. Why would people not be just...
So it turns out people weren't, you know, maybe they were with their families or whatever, some nerd shit. They weren't looking at Pornhub. No, but
that's because then it wouldn't have... That's people logging off. Because if it's that severe of a drop, it's people who, like, you know...
Well, no, they were comparing it to an average... They were comparing it to an average Saturday at this time.
Yeah.
So basically, like, the missile alarm went out. Then, like, 10 minutes later, traffic was super low because people were out, like, doing whatever, praying or whatever you do.
Oh, yeah.
And then the second that they got the word that it was not an actual missile and everything was all clear, traffic spiked to 48% higher than average.
Yeah.
So the swing is just, like, you'll break your neck in terms of...
And that's... I don't even know if that counts, but I feel like if you just survived a missile, you're having, like, a no-holds-barred, just, like, pull out all the stops, just really fucking crank it, like... Like, you got 18 tabs open, and none of them muted, just all playing at the same time.
Headphone, you don't even have headphones in. Yeah,
just like the fucking classical music. Like, just like that. Just going full out. Like, you know, you're just like, just in the window. I don't know. So maybe I feel like it would be weird. I didn't expect the traffic to drop off that sharply, and people thought they were going to die. I guess maybe when it really happens, it's not as... It's more sad.
Yeah, I mean, we are talking about hypotheticals here. It's less, you know, like if you're going to die, I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know if I would even, I think I'd probably be too, like, numb to, like, even want to do anything.
I think I'd just be like, ugh. Oh, no.
Chick, please.
Great.
I'll have what,
Mondays, am I right? Now this. After the weekend I've had. That's the person. Just some super catty. Oh, this is just great. This is fucking perfect.
You sound like John Mulaney. You want me to do what?
Yeah. I love that meme that's been around, like, with the McDonald's graph. Have you seen it?
No.
You take... this is not useful to the podcast at all. You take, like, people from a series, characters from something, and there's a triangle with the three... It's like a matrix with three, branches. I don't know what the fuck words are.
Yeah.
And one of them is, like, two of them are the John Mulaney bit. One is, it's like going to McDonald's or driving by a McDonald's. One of the corners is McDonald's, McDonald's, McDonald's. The other one is get single black coffee and leaves. And then the third one is we have food at home. And you just place all the characters from your series, like, where on that matrix they lie of, like, how they react to McDonald's. And it's great. So look that up.
Yeah, it's a great. That's a great one to describe.
It's a great visual meme that's just around. You guys should check out this cat who looks mad on the internet. Check him out.
Yeah, there was a great. They did a great reconstruction of the face of like a 6,000-year-old teen that they found in Greece. And she said she had resting bitch face. Pretty crazy. Look it up. We can't talk about it on here because we really know.
Really I'll no talk value. About it. You know what? Let me jump in.
There's no value at all.
So in the top left portion of the photo,
right.
Do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so, that's, you know, people cranked it off celebratorily in the Hawaii when they found out they weren't going to die. And, you know, they launched a couple missiles of their own.
Yeah. I mean, I assume that means a lot of these people are by themselves. Because, like, can you imagine, like, if you're like, oh, thank God, honey, we're safe. It's like, I'm just going to go, I got to go change. I'm going to lock the door. I got to go change.
Everyone has to go to the bathroom real fast.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to go back to my room and I got to clean my room. Like a kid talking to his parents.
Yeah.
Hey, nobody come in the family room for like the next like 10 minutes. I'm going to be doing some yoga. I don't know. You know what I'm doing. Let's just ignore this.
That's like, oh, good God. Am I just like glad to not have to... like deal with that. Like such a large portion of your life, you're like realizing and like starting to be a sexual person, but you're still trapped in like two rooms away from your parents at all times.
Well, that makes me wonder about like all that about like adolescence and that kind of stuff. How much time you spend like either finding stuff like to for jerking off or like concealing that you're jerking off or like all that opsec stuff.
Yeah.
And just literally at the time you take doing it and like looking at this, you know, like the Truman Show, right? This is a show about like a little kid, you know, like who they've watched since he was a baby. Like,
yeah.
How much of like the middle like it's school year is just like off. Them like blanking out the screen?
It's just like, oh, yeah. It's like that. It's like that screenshot from like Intervention where it's like Aaron masturbated for 10 hours. Like it's that.
It's like,
yeah.
This is technically illegal to broadcast, so we can't show this unless. And there's no indication that he's like super religious. So like unless he's like a weird like kids are animals. Like that's what you do. Like you eventually you figure you know
that was like that's all you if
you're there telling
was, like,
me if he's
one image that I could just like. Just show you one image and you knew what I did from like 11 to 15. It would just be one of the old massive Xbox controllers with like cum on it. That was like all I did. It was just like Halo.
Right.
And fucking, and watching trailers and shit because you couldn't. I remember the first time I ever like was, I used to go to a, and this is literally the intersection of it, which I used to go to a cheat code website called gamewinners.com. And I typed it in wrong one day and I wrote in game whiners, like, you know, with one N. And it takes you to that page. It's like, are you above 18? Enter leave. You know?
More like
and
game, I was like, game, yeah, and wieners.
I was like, oh no. And I closed it. But my dad looked at my his search history and he's like, what is this site? And I was like, I showed him the, I was looking at cheat codes. I want to play Big Head Double Goldeneye. And I was. That was at that point just, in my life, that was my priority.
Terrible
was cheat codes.
Terrible OPSEC.
Yeah. And no, but I really, that's, and then, so, and he was like, oh, okay. Cause he's like, yeah, you're a nerd and, or whatever. And then, but like when later on I did, I was like, that was the only site I knew. So I was like, guess it's time to check out Game Whiners, figure out what that was all about back then. You know, it's just cool and fun to, you know, like talk to your mom. Just like, oh, me, what am I up to? The usual, just super hunched over, just browsing through my iTunes library. Yeah. Like I do.
I was in that I was in that weird generational gap between. You find porno mags in the woods, you know? Like,
yeah.
And then I was, like, dial-up, so, like, you couldn't really... There was no, like, video that was, like... And then straight to, like, people your age who just, like, sex drive destroyed by, like, HD video, from, like, age, like, 13 on.
I mean, I didn't... I had... There was dial-up involved for a brief part of it, but...
But it is, like, a... There is, like, a... It's, like, well, now it's just all there, and it's all super high quality, and, okay, there's really no... The romance, the quest is gone, you know?
There should be... You should be able to get, like, a Chrome extension that makes it like it used to be where when you, like, load up a picture of somebody sexy, it, like, it does it, like, line by line like it used to, and you're just like, ooh, buddy, it's gonna be good.
That's the edging Chrome extension.
Oh, God.
Chrome Edge extension. Okay, whatever.
Sometimes I scare myself.
All right.
My genius?
I think it's time to...
Number four!
Hey, Eli.
Hey, what's up, dude?
How often would you say that you buy a mattress?
I think I did it once.
You know,
once.
Like when you buy, you know, like you just like get a new mattress? Like, hey, I need a new mattress.
Oh, yeah. Once a week.
Yeah,
once
right?
Still, you know, if I wear
pretty,
them out pretty
Pretty frequently, right?
It's not I wear them out pretty quick.
It's not something you keep for like multiple apartments, move to move.
I'm a very active sleeper. I just wear them fucking bone thin. just really shred them.
I mean, I was surprised to hear, you know, that apparently the average amount of time it takes between mattress for most people is like around 7 to 10 years. You know, it seems...
Everyone is waiting for us to plug Casper at the end of this.
Yeah,
they're
right,
like,
right.
They've got a sponsor. Great.
But so, you know how like people are buying mattresses every 7 to 10 years? Okay, that's not that frequently.
Yeah.
But you ever notice how there's lots of mattress firms around? Like, you know, you don't have to go too far to walk past one, even in Manhattan?
Yeah, I think I just block them out now at this point. It's like Starbucks. It's like, another mattress firm.
Yeah, so apparently this person on Reddit, according to... God, we're like... double sourcing the content.
Love
here.
Reddit.
This is like a Business Insider roundup of Reddit. This is a very low-level sleuthing here. But a guy wrote up a whole post that the theory is that mattress firm is like a weird front and it's money laundering of some kind because there's no way that all these stores can sustain the amount of business required to stay open. I've long had a theory about this, about those eyebrow threading places.
Oh, yeah, dude.
How do they all pay the rent? Like, how do they all stay
they
open?
They thread a fucking ton of eyebrows, dude.
Are people really, like, it's that much, it's that big business?
I don't
like the nail salon places. It's the nail salon places I know are, like, awful to the people that work there. They don't make any money. So, like, yeah, I guess that makes
probably
sense.
Probably. I mean, the only one I think of is the one that's right off, like, the Bedford L stop. Amazing eyebrows. I always walk by it, and they would show those videos. Yeah. Isn't also, I think eyebrow threading is incredibly painful.
Yeah.
Because it's yanking out hairs.
This is where we need Kath here. This is, yeah. Like, this is,
hey, man, don't, you know, men can get their eyebrows threaded.
I'm sure they can, but I certainly have nothing to offer in terms of what the experience
is.
Sorry,
I got great brows.
You can, I don't, and I don't get my nails done either, so yeah. I don't have anything. Okay, well,
I got
anyway.
A manicure at Beauty Bar once.
Look, those, but like, those places are all scam. That's what I'm saying. It's all illegal.
It's also, eyebrow threading is weirdly, like, very medieval to me. Like, not medieval, but it is, like, I thought it was way fancier than it is, but it's just literally, it's like yanking out eyebrow hairs with just like that.
Yeah.
You know? It just feels like, use a laser or something. Like, I don't know. It's 2018.
Yeah, just point a laser just in my like, face for
yeah, don't,
$10.
Don't, like, floss my eyebrows out or whatever. That seems weird. But anyways, Mattress Firm.
Yeah, so it's...
Everyone's
so it's,
favorite firm for mattress.
So it's owned by a South African company, Steinhoff. They bought it for $3.8 billion in 2016. And the company postponed publishing its full-year accounts after the price stock price tanked by 62% as much as 6% in one day at the end of last year. And they're not publishing their full-year accounting anymore because they're citing accounting irregularities. So we're sort of heading
towards...
What
if the mattresses are just filled with money? What if they all have money in them?
It's just every one of those display mattresses just has money underneath it. That's
That's what it's truly like it's someone who doesn't really understand what a shell corporation is. So it's like, that is what it is. Like, we could start a mattress company. And someone's like, yeah. They're like, and hide all the money in those mattresses. They're like, okay, you don't understand.
Yeah, like the FBI guys.
You don't actually
like,
understand how to hide
FBI
money.
Like, I respect how old school these guys are.
Yeah.
Like a shell company. It's like, yeah, we just buy up a bunch of shells. And then it's like, you don't know what? Hang on.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
You know how you sell the shells and then you know, like that poem?
That's like, that should be like a double, that's a funny gag for like a double shell company. It's like, I started this fake shell company. It's like, I started this shell company, but get this, it's not a real company.
Yeah.
It just pretends to sell shells down by the seashore. This is so fucking
this
dumb.
This is just one of those guys who's always got like, he's always shuffling cards.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that's
he's
you
doing
know,
you know, like contact
a,
juggling.
A famously trustworthy guy, the guy that you look at him as like, oh, this
he's
guy's
he's doing
not
that like Pirates of the Caribbean coin thing where he like across his knuckles. Man, I spent a while trying to learn that. What a waste of my time.
Those, well, I actually watched the fifth of those.
That was the one great with the, what's his name? The guy who looks like a horse, Javier Bardem.
Oh, wow.
He has like a big, that's not crazy.
Seems I don't know. People think he's handsome, I thought.
He's handsome, but he also looks a little bit like a horse.
Yeah, he's like the horse on the Ren and Stimpy. Oh, it's like, kind of, well, yeah, okay.
He's like, he has a strong nose bridge.
Yeah,
it's kind of like yeah.
Well, so that like the lore in
it's got an
in,
equestrian air about it.
Yeah, like the entire history of like the Pirates of the Caribbean movies is so insane because they basically were just like, okay, here we go, pirates, right? And it's like, yeah, you guys know pirates, you know,
because
like the original story of the Pirates of the Caribbean
get
is like
this
is like
of the Caribbean.
There's literally just that ride where there's like a guy, the dog has the keys. That's like the only story element of the of like Pirates of the Caribbean is the guy's in the cell and the dog has the keys and they're like waving a bone to get the dog to give him the keys. That's like the only thing that goes on.
We need
on.
To bring back dogs in cat like little like I guess you couldn't have dogs in like prison, but I think there should be more. Like, every, like, small-town police station should be required to have one, like, very sleepy deputy with keys on a big ring that he, like he falls asleep with the chair leaning back too far, and he has a big, like, snot bubble that's like...
And then either there's a dog, or there's, like, some way for you to make, like, a hook thing to pull it.
Yeah.
That's, like, giving people a fair chance.
A good old-fashioned dog with a spot over one eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so that's Pirates of the Caribbean. Like, oh yeah, because remember when the first movie came out like I don't know 15 years ago or whatever.
Yeah,
and it was like they're making a movie out of that. How exactly? And they
it was fucking good.
They just made but they made up this whole story, and then they just enlisted all these screenwriters to just like build out this insane universe where it's like, well, this is Davy Jones, and he has this like the fifth one. There's an extended sequence where he's got Poseidon's fucking like trident, and he's undoing this curse, and he's blasting stuff, and it's like, hey, all right. So we went from the dog with the keys, and now we have Poseidon's trident underwater, and like, people are immortal, and like, okay.
You gotta escalate. Really, you gotta yes and into... Yeah, yeah, that's like, and the first one's like, Johnny Depp's criminal.
Yeah.
And then one of the ones involves, there's a plot point at which they sail to the literal end of the world, right? Yeah. Like where there's a waterfall off into nothing.
That was the one
nothing.
Everyone was bet. Yeah.
Yeah, that is, it's a large jump.
But it's just like, all right, I mean, and that's, and it made like $5 billion or whatever, and good, you know, good for everybody involved. But like they did the same thing with Transformers where it was like, you know, Transformers, like, okay. But at least there was a little bit more stuff there to like build off because they had the bad ones and the good ones.
Transformers, this new Transformer turns into the Underground Railroad.
Right, because that's the, like, that's so good. Like, that insane background.
Yeah.
Like, well, yeah, they've been helping the good guys all along. You know, it's like, okay, great. Like, because now they're apparently thinking about doing.
But it's also like, okay, we've talked about this before. It's like, they're helping the good guys all along. But it's like, what? There's points in history at which it's like would be feasible that they thought they were doing the right thing, but they were on the wrong side or something.
Like
there's a Transformer just like killing Native Americans.
There's a Transformer standing guard at the Japanese internment camp somewhere.
II. Yeah. It's like, well, you know, we
can't be sure.
We backed the wrong side a couple times. Look, you can't, you know,
Humans. We have to protect you. We don't know who is a spy.
Yeah, it's just like fighting with Napoleon. Yeah. They're like, whoop, well, we, you know, backed the wrong horse
on this.
He's
really charismatic. He's not a big guy.
Yeah.
But like at least like Transform, like and now they're doing, apparently, they were talking about doing, I don't know if they're actually doing it or not, but they were making a movie or pitching a movie set in ancient Rome, but with Transformers, which is like, this is insane shit. That's like, so you're telling me
if the fucking, what's it goddamn called? If like the is that in Rome, the Parthenon?
Yeah.
If that's not a Transformer, that movie can suck my dick.
No, the Pantheon's
if
in that, Rome. Parthenon's Pantheon, in Greece.
Yeah, if that doesn't turn into a robot, that movie can fuck off.
Oh, it's like the whole thing.
Yeah, it's a big ass spider or something. It's like it's like, oh, the old Transformers were made of marble.
But what that presupposes
is that it's filled with the spirit of the god Ares.
It's like, yeah, man, Transformers used to party with the Romans or whatever. They helped them beat up the Celts, but nobody did any paintings or statues of them or anything. You know, we kept that pretty quiet.
Oh, that's the best. It's just like anything where there's
nobody.
Like,
there's no. It didn't survive in any manuscript that anyone wrote down anywhere.
That shot in any movie is the fucking best. When it's just like they're like, oh, this world is a lot like your world, but what's that in the cave painting? It's like Rob Schneider. He's like been around forever.
Yeah. So many names. Like the Transformers, like trying to stop Pompeii. Like this is, I'm imagining, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like that would have been better than the Pompeii movie that came out with Jon Snow. Like just put the Transformers in there. Who cares? Just get it in there.
That's what the Transformers tried to plug up the volcano.
Yeah.
Just Starscream flew into it.
Yeah.
And I was like, didn't work.
So I don't know. I don't know how we got onto that from the mattress thing, but it's very similar to Pirates of the Caribbean in a lot of ways. Clearly, that's why we got onto this topic originally.
That's what. Well, you sent me when we were talking about it. You sent me that picture of like, what's it about the physical arrangement of mattress firms or something? Or
there was a guy who's like claimed he saw like more than one on the same corner, you know, type thing. It's like because they also own Sleepy's, and Sleepy's is still around too. So it's like,
all right, I know all. Oh, they own Sleepy's.
Yeah,
Sleepy's are everywhere.
So like, there's a lot of who's buying. Like, I know everyone needs mattresses, but I don't know that everyone needs enough mattresses to, like, you know, justify all this. Because they're all huge. They have a ton of square footage too, so it's not even like they're cheap places. At least nail places are small.
I just remember, like, I watch so much fucking garbage, like any supernatural type show. You're like, they're talking about the arrangement of these, and maybe I was like, they're along ley lines. It's like the ancient strands of power.
Yeah, it's like the Da Vinci Code. They're all on the rose line.
Yeah, it's just a monk whipping himself in the back.
Right. In the back of every mattress firm, there's an albino monk wearing one of those chains around his thigh.
Ambigrams. Those really revolutionized shitty tattoos forever.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, just somebody's like, whoa, one word? That's two words? Get that on my butthole ASAP.
Get that Da Vinci Code out of here. Just give me National Treasure. It's like I want Da Vinci Code but dumber. Let's do this. It's like, fair enough. That's all right.
The Declaration of Independence is fucking full of money. Go do that. It's
apparently it was pitched independent of Da Vinci Code. That's because I looked it up on Wikipedia because National Treasure's on Netflix. So I was like, I'm watching this because this is my Saturday. And it was not just like somebody was like, hey, let's just do an American Da Vinci Code, because that's the obvious, like, what you would assume the pitch was.
What if bald eagles made gold eggs?
Right. I mean, I know all that. Like,
that's a pretty good national treasure.
Yeah. I know all that, like, Mason stuff is, like, you know, that's public domain. Like, whoever, anybody can use that. But the idea that, like, you're using, like, series of clues, treasure map, it sounds so much like Da Vinci Code. And it came out in, like, 2004, which is right around, but apparently they were independent of each other, which, you know, and then we get the Book of Secrets for part two. And they apparently three is still in the works. So
I just think about, like, this. I was like, oh, I have a point to make. But then I realized I got there in my own head. It was talking about, like, bald eagles, like, going extinct. And they just started a rumor that they lay gold eggs. But I read an amazing story that, like, the ivory-billed woodpecker or something, that they thought it had been extinct for, like, hundreds of years. And then these guys found one randomly. Yeah. And to prove it, they shot it. And then brought it to scientists, like, they're not extinct. And they were like, why did you fucking kill it?
Well, I mean, odds are it wasn't
the last. You guys wouldn't have believed us.
Odds are it wasn't the last one.
Yeah. I don't know.
You could have shot it with, like, a net or something. I don't know what hunters have.
That sucks. Like, I saw a picture, too, of, like, there's, like, one white rhino left, and there's just, like, it has, like, six or seven guards that just guard it at all times. But it's just one, so it's just got to just not fuck until it dies, and then now, that's
Who's the dickhead who, like, A, feels the need to, like, hunt and kill that thing, or, like, sell, you know, it's, like, and also, like, what fence is going to be like, hey, is this that, that one white rhino? Yeah, did you guys kill the one rhino?
Well, it's got to be. If you get some guy walks in and he's like, here's a fucking white rhino tusk, you're like,
hey,
there's only one of those.
Hey, man, where'd you get this? It's like, oh, over there, the refuge, the one place.
Pretty hot item, actually.
Oh, it's unfenceable? There's nobody they want? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
It's like trying to, like, you steal, like, the crown jewels. And it's like, hey, I'm trying to sell these. It's like, yeah, now everyone knows. Who's going to buy this? Like, everyone knows what these are. These are not, you can't.
This is covered in blood.
You can't break this down.
Huh? Yeah, I don't know. Somebody dropped it off. Fell off a truck.
Oh, it was already like that.
Yeah. It was really like, bloody tusk fell off a truck.
Yeah, horn? The white runners were there.
Yeah. That's also, like, the one story that has made me forever, I'm like, Hollywood is the stupidest fucking thing, is that story about James Cameron pitching Aliens.
No.
And, or was it James Cameron?
Yeah, he did it.
Where he just wrote Alien on the board and then added the S and then made it a dollar sign. And they gave him, that's his, you never heard this?
That's a good pitch.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, these, literally you could walk in and just be like, do a magic trick and they'd be like, anything you want.
Yeah.
Just bring my card back. Like, I need to see it.
That's, anyways. Look, I mean, you guys, well,
except for if Hollywood wants to give us a, look, Hollywood, I don't ask for much. I just want complete creative control of 14 movies.
Here's
make a Transformers.
Yeah, we'll just build, we'll take a very mundane thing.
Pantheon's going to fight the Parthenon.
Like an art, you pay to license some existing property, right? So,
like Encyclopedia Brown,
like Captain Crunch, and you just, or like, you know, you get like a line of cereals and you just build out like a cereal verse, like a General Mills verse.
Yeah.
And it's animated. So it's like, you know, you just get voice actors. So that's cheaper, you know, and you can just kind of churn them out. You don't have to worry about casting people or anything like that.
Yeah. Build out the world, the canon world of Captain Crunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be sweet. That would be. I'm not. I don't.
And then if you're lucky, you can. If you're lucky, you can do like a crossover with like McDonaldland. The McDonaldland's kind of weird though, because it's like, they sell burgers, but also like the people are burgers.
Yeah,
like the Hamburglar steals burgers, but like the mayor is a burger.
Cartoon. Why do they have so many? Why is that such a fleshed out cast for no reason? There's so many figures.
That
I
can't say.
You only need Ronald McDonald. Nobody gives a fucking. Why is Grimace around?
Yeah, I don't think anyone knows what Grimace is, but like,
you
got Birdie, who is like the bird lady, but then you have like the Nuggets, who are like living chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
It's like, do they come from the, like, her people? Like, you know, it's just very confusing as to what the sort of taxonomy
is. Yeah, it was like, because it's like Ronald McDonald. They're like, we're McDonald's hamburgers.
Right.
And everyone's like, cool. And they're like, this is the Hamburglar. Okay. He steals hamburgers.
It's like, Ronald's a person. Okay, I got it. Hamburglar's a person. Okay, I got it. That's a bird lady, whatever. Okay, the mayor is a hamburger, like a hamburger with a body.
Yeah. I've been trying to not do that because there's a really good Hampton Yunt bit that's like about that, where it's like they hired some German performance artist.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, here's the embodiment of sadness, the Grimace. but I just find, like, not, this isn't stepping on the bit. Why, you don't need more than one mascot. Like, you hire somebody like, hey, we need a mascot for a hamburger restaurant. They're like, it's a clown. And you're like, great, thanks so much. And they're like, that's not all.
Yeah.
Like, And then just like seven characters later, and the executives are just
there were a lot
how
of weird,
long did you spend
there? There were a lot of weird ass cartoons in the 70s. Maybe there was a cartoon.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the Burger King Kids Club.
They had like that fucking Godzilla cartoon with like Godzilla Jr. You know, they just like made shit up for cartoons. Like there were lots of insane cartoons.
Godzilla Jr., anything Jr.
Every other animal had a band they were in. Like, oh, yeah. You know, there was all kinds of. It was a wild time. It was the animation boom.
What a time that was to be alive. All right. Number three.
Number three.
All right, so were you a pop punk guy at any point, or was that were you?
No.
Was,
next yeah, question. Okay. All right. Just kidding. No, not too much. Not really.
Okay, I was in college, and this is about a former member of the pop punk band, the Ataris.
Don't know much about the band. Big shirt choice by like.
Yeah.
Like seeing women. I don't know.
I think their biggest hit ended up being a cover of Boys of Summer, which, you know, was like sort of towards the end of college and not really my favorite thing.
What is Boys of Summer?
That Don Henley song, the sad song about like, you know.
Boys of Summer.
Yeah, like that.
They all die.
It's exactly like that. It's like a depressing song about like how like summer's ending and how like you're older than you were and how you know, just it's a weird song to hear at a bar, but like it's kind of fast.
Get over it, Don Henley.
Anyway, they made some other songs about mostly about being
sorry
sad
you can't
about
fucking wakeboard
like sad
for
about
another year
sad Don about Henley. Girls.
Yeah,
I don't think he's like 70. I don't think he's wakeboarding.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe he's paddleboarding. That's the thing only celebrities are allowed to do is
paddleboard.
Yeah,
it seems fun. I gotta get famous so I can paddleboard,
like
man.
What if it was like a surfboard, but you just stood on it with a paddle?
Yeah, it seems calm.
Where's your IMDb page?
hold on, sir.
Yeah, we need to see proof of Wikipedia before we can get
where's
on this
your,
thing.
Where's your BAFTA nom before you get on that fucking
It's like
paddle
the guy board. Running the thing, like the cash only stand is like, oh, only famous people out here. I don't know what to tell you.
Well,
what the hell is this?
You're gonna have to ride the waves with the rest of the poor.
Yeah, it's $10, but it won't take your money unless you're famous.
Yeah.
So this guy,
it's like Raya.
Yeah. This guy from the Ataris, former bassist who was in the band from '98 to '05, so during like the heyday. He was indicted last month on federal conspiracy and fraud charges. He was running along with like either I don't know if it's his wife or just his scam partner, a nationwide real estate telemarketing scam. That cheated 100,000 people out of $27 million between 2009 and 2016.
Wow.
Now,
what's the scam? How does it work? Break it down.
Basically, what they were doing is they were posting ads on Craigslist.
They called one man and said, give us $27 million.
Yeah, they got him. They got the right guy.
Well, if you insist.
They seduced a wealthy dowager.
Yeah.
And they got her to sign over the money.
The old honeypot.
Yeah.
Just the basis from the Ataris laying out at a cabana in Monaco.
Yeah. He's got like all kinds of bad tattoos.
Yeah.
Now he regrets. Yes, they're putting ads on Craigslist for very cheap pre-foreclosure homes, meaning that you would like swoop in. Because it's right around when the housing crisis was going on, with very limited information. So basically like leads on the houses, but not like the actual info to like do anything about it.
Yeah.
When people respond to the ads, this company, which they called American Standard, which is a toilet brand.
Yeah.
Should have been suspicious there.
A lot of toilet talk.
But they would respond to the request with a $199 fee to access the property information. So you're paying for the leads.
Yeah.
And then this sounds like it's too good to be true, probably, right? But then he made it sound even more appealing because they could buy the home and just take over the mortgage at the time.
I don't know enough about real estate to know.
Well,
if that's
it's
good
like you don't
bad.
Have to worry about. It's like less red tape. You can get in there, flip the house, become
I know one system of housing, it is sending money to an Italian man in Greenpoint.
Okay,
and
yeah.
He lets you live in his building.
It's kind of similar to that.
That's all I do.
Only your house doesn't exist, and you don't get to own anything.
Okay, but there is still an Italian man in Greenpoint.
There is
involved.
An Italian man in Greenpoint. Yeah.
Okay.
His name is actually Standard.
Standard.
Amerigo Standard.
Amerigo. Yeah.
Like the guy, like Amerigo Vespucci.
Yeah, is the first person to take a shit in the United States. That was. These are me, America Standard. Oh, bloop, bloop, bloop,
bloop. Wow, they even sounds like going to the bathroom. Okay, so then they basically like, give us $200. Here's the deal, and the people would again follow up on the leads, find out the leads didn't exist. It's amazing.
I know
this worked
that it's
for
not
as long
how
as
it worked because I know they're just not real houses, but it would be even better if it like Like, you know what I mean? Like, they went and it was like a row of houses, but one was just missing. And they're like, what the fuck?
No, like what they would do is they would
that's
say,
what I wanted to
they
be.
Would say houses were pre-foreclosure, and the house would, they'd go to the house and the person would be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah,
man?
I know what it is, but I'm saying it would be better if it just wasn't, there wasn't anything there. It was just, like, it was just a big grass space with like a square where the house should be. And they're like, whoa.
No, it's right there.
What happened?
Like, there's nothing in that square.
Yeah. They put a house there and then they sell it to somebody and then they get a crane and they move it away.
They move it on down the road.
They move it to the next empty lot and they keep selling the same house.
It's like in that Simpsons.
There's a scam.
The house grows legs, robot legs, and runs away.
Yeah.
So then when the people are like, hey, what the fuck? This house is not for sale. Like, you know, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
They say, oh, well, hang on. Wait 90 days to make sure that it's not actually going to be foreclosed, and then send a refund form and request 5 copies of letters from the property owner proving the homes were not, in fact, correctly. They shouldn't have been listed.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how you even one person goes through this and doesn't go, hey, I'm calling the fucking cops. This was a scam.
I would do it, man. I don't have interest in it, but like, I could totally see myself like, just send us this refund form. And I was like, I'm just out $20, whatever. Like, fuck.
Yeah, but like, that's 100,000 people. I mean, this is like, this scam is great because it's not like, yeah, it's not like this is all of our money. Is this $199? And like, you know, you're not going to, but like, still, there's nobody who like got annoyed enough at this clearly being bullshit. They were like, all right, I'm just going to call the police. And
no,
say,
dude, it's the
American
US.
Standard. I have a phone number. Let's go get them.
Like, most people in the U.S. like Big Bang Theory. That's what we're... It's like... They're like, most people just fucking do whatever. I don't know what they do, but they just like... This doesn't even make sense. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
I mean, this is great because like the guy was caught. He was also still touring with a band. So this is a very easy-to-run scheme.
I just think
he
it's like...
a band called Versus the World, which is probably a really good...
Why are you just doing it? It's like a klepto-type thing? Like, because he
must
made
be... $27 million.
Yeah.
It's not about being a klepto. Well, yeah. So
But why... You know, if you're in a band, I assume... I guess maybe he's not doing great. But I just think it's funny, like, the FBI agent or whoever figured this out. Like, I hope he was a fan of the Ataris and the name came up. And,
not
like,
you.
He's like, no, it's like I would think I'd be like, oh, my computer's fucked up, like my like iTunes database is like bleeding into my fucking crime app.
That doesn't sound like the Michael Davenport basis of the Ataris that I know.
Yeah, let me just boot up the FBI crime app on my computer that they give us.
So he was
the
arrested.
The logo's just like a magnifying glass. Yeah.
He was arrested.
FBI crime.
He was arrested at the Little Rock, Arkansas airport. With a briefcase full of $104,000 in cash, which is, you know, you could not look more legitimate with that part of your... Yeah. Hey, there's a lot of reasons
handcuffed
why I had this
to his
cash.
Wrist.
And I like to imagine the guy who arrested him is like my age, the FBI guy, and he's like had like a one tattoo somewhere, you know?
Oh, hidden, yeah.
And he's got like Atari's lyrics on it, and he's like, really hurts it had to be you, man, but I'm glad I was the one that had to do it. Like some like quip in his ear while he cuffs him, and it's like, get the hell out of here.
Just some quote from their song. What is an Atari's lyric?
The main one I remember is, well, there's Boys of Summer, but the main one I remember is a song called San Dimas High School Football Rules, because you know how like a lot of pop punk songs just have quotes from movies as their titles?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's part of why I don't really like pop punk shit. It's just like, pop punk, this is going to get people mad. I was just like, they're like the like BuzzFeed article songs. It's like...
That's pop music.
Yeah, I know, but it's not. It's not just like so you know, I guess it is, but it's like pop music is different. Like talk about like Carly Rae Jepsen or like Taylor Swift. They like talk about general stuff, but it's not like this like nostalgia play where it's like their name is the Ataris, which is a game system that maybe one of them like played. Like wasn't even
they were probably older.
And then just like talk about Sandy. Is that that's from Bill and Ted?
Yeah,
yeah. It's like okay, yeah, I like that movie.
And it has nothing to do with the song content. The song content is like. Basically just, hey, Whitney, break up with this dude. He doesn't even really care about you. I would treat you better. Like, it's just that. It's like the Nice Guy anthem, basically.
Yeah. All those things.
So yeah. They're all different versions of the Nice Guy anthem.
Dude, I ran into a guy on, this. I don't know if this is really pop punk, or maybe close. I, like, ran into a dude with, like, the worst fucking, like, gamer tag or whatever, or, like, username on PlayStation. And it was, like, Lost Prophets 99. Lost Prophets fan. And I was like, dude, that is...
Can't be a Lost Prophets fan anymore.
Yeah, I was like, okay, A, that's a pretty bad band. And, like, it's probably a name that you, like, don't super love anymore. But it's like, hey, man, when that band that's in your, like, username when the singer gets arrested for like fucking a lot of kids. Start a new PSN account, my dude.
I think it was actually well, it's probably tied to his credit card. I don't know. Wasn't it actually a baby? That was a bad scene. All right.
It is really I'm not gonna like I don't even want to talk about it. It's really, really bad.
Hey.
Number two.
Yeah, well we should have put a moon pie in there too.
We'll do it quick, yeah.
Moon pie.
He gets out of that lost profits hole, yeah, Jasper.
You're the one
that
let us down there.
I know, but it's sorry.
Alright, so this next one is this is my favorite, like, one of my favorite genres of story, but the thing is, this story's been going on for so long, apparently, that maybe this is the only one that I know, but I think there's been a few since I moved to New York, but there's this guy, a well-regarded cardiologist, who went to Scores.
Not anymore.
Strip club.
Like, well, well-regarded cardiologist, like, maybe before this story came out.
Yeah, well, he's from Jersey, he went to Scores, which is in Manhattan, and racked up a $135,000 bill at Scores.
Yeah.
And
bought a lot of strippers.
Probably a pretty well-to-do guy. I don't know if he's $135,000 in one night, well-to-do. But he said, I didn't, this is bullshit. I didn't do that. I was drugged, you know, like the typical, like, you know, trying to get out of the charge. And what happens a lot of the time in those situations, at least as I understand it from a, like, from a business perspective, if you're running a strip club.
From a purely business perspective.
Yeah, no, I know. I am aware that was happening, and that made me pause even more. Yeah. This has never happened to me, truly. But the strip club will usually settle because, like, it's not good for business to have, like, it out there that they're going to try to stick you with 130 grand because, like, then guys will go to another place, you know? Like, there's more than one strip club.
I'm done with Scores. Now I'm going to
I'm going to New York Dolls. Downtown, baby.
It's the guy who doesn't know what gay bar is. Like, whatever, Scores. I'm going over to Rawhide. Yeah. You're like, okay.
Yeah. Does that sound?
This strip club's all weird. What, so, you got the ladies in the back? I don't know what I'm doing anymore.
So this guy made some bad decisions here. He went, it was actually over the course of three nights, in November 2013, and this is where he got the $100,000 bill. He claimed that he met a woman who was a dancer at Scores, but who claimed she was a nursing student at Scores, I guess.
Yeah, she's the medical personnel at Scores. Yeah,
and so she basically, they went out a couple of times. She brought her friends, so I guess he thought were her fellow students. And every night after he went to Scores, he woke up in a hotel room with no memory of the previous night. Now, if that happens once, you say, what the hell happened?
Yeah.
Going to stay away from these people or going to take it easy. If it happens twice, I think maybe you're like, okay, something weird's going on here. But it happens a third time, it's like, well, I deserve this. Whatever, like, is happening to me.
If they're reportedly, like, dating, he's like, he'd probably tell her. It's like, whoa, I don't remember anything that happened last night. But it's like, that's the best, is like, you go to Scores, you fucking get drugged, and you black out completely, wake up, care of everything. Like, the next, then soon, like, the same woman's like, hey, let's go to Scores again.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't really want to. Last time I went there, I fucking blacked out.
Do you remember what happened there? It was kind of weird.
She's like, no, it'll be fine. And you go, again, you black out and wake up with no memory.
Yeah.
Then a couple days later, she's like, you know where we should go? Scores. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Well, maybe he was already blacked out by the time they went to Scores, and he's like, all right, why not?
Yeah, I don't know.
So she, and there was a guy in Philly who was like the weatherman, I think, or something, but he got a similar situation. And he would, like, black out because somebody was drugging his drink and wake up, like, in the back of a cab. And it's like, just how far does it have to go before you're like, I have to stay away from this person. Like, this person is clearly doing something bad to me. Like, the idea of him, like, I remember I was going back and forth with my friend about, like, this guy who wakes up in the back of a cab. He's like, oh, not again. And then, like, the next time he wakes up in, like, the back of, like, a space shuttle as it's taking off. Like, oh, no.
Uh-oh. And the meter on the space shuttle is just, whoa.
Right.
This is one expensive taxi.
So this dude,
make another Bill and Ted.
Yeah,
they can't. He's so old. I don't know why I thought that.
Well, they could. I mean, I think they were planning on it, weren't they?
Keanu Reeves is like,
looks the same.
He's great too.
Alex Winter, I will not stand for people as well.
I will not stand for people talking shit about Keanu Reeves.
I don't think people
really
talk shit about him anymore.
Yeah, he's like really nice. Gave a ton of money to, like, the crew on The Matrix.
And he did fucking John Wick. He's good now. Don't worry about it. So anyway, so this guy, this happened in 2013. They were like, hey, man, you owe us $130,000. He's like, I don't remember any of this happening. This is fucked up. I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
So that was like the first story that I remember. This is like it was in the Post in the old days. So the headline is Scores wants Doctor Who was drugged by strippers to pay up. And let's see here. I'm waiting for, you have to get three lines before you get to the word jiggle joint, because that's the Post. Yeah. That's the way they refer to strip clubs. But so look at, I'm just scrolling through my phone here. There's like 15 articles about this guy because this has been going on for so many years. He's like, I'm not going to pay. And they're like, we're going to make you pay. And then the police got involved, investigated the dancer, and found out that she admitted that they were putting tranquilizers in his drinks. And then he was like, so now I don't have to pay, right? And the strip club was like, it's not our fault that she was drugging the drinks.
Yeah.
You still signed all the stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, who like moved my hand on the thing if I was like, you know.
Yeah.
And then the judge just finally wrote it off. So this guy has now gone through this entire thing.
What do you think
thing.
The legal fees are on that?
Good question. I don't know who's representing
him.
Like,
he's really going, battling for his honor.
I mean, I don't know how much like court back and forth there was during like this entire period of time, but
yeah.
I would think a lot of it was like, hey, how about we give you 20 and this goes away? How about we give you 30? Because like, you know, I mean, I don't know what kind of money these places make, but like $130,000, like over a several years, because I don't know, maybe there's the thing where like guys that go to these places, like part of the thrill for them was like, hey, maybe this will ruin my life. Like,
yeah.
Like that's like
really fucking,
hey, maybe my wife,
self-sabotage.
Maybe my wife will leave me. Maybe I'll wake up in an
hope
hourly hotel.
Accidentally FaceTime my wife.
Right.
Face up this stripper's asshole or whatever.
Oh no. I hope I don't get my fingerprints done on this thing. And then I spend $15,000 and have to declare bankruptcy. That would be a real bummer.
It's also, that's not like not to this extent, but like I've heard plenty of like, I know people who have like, they get like walked over and like, they're like, put in your ATM code.
Right.
I mean, not all the time. I feel like this is going to like weirdly negative towards.
$130,000. It's like, all right, what do you do for a living? How much do you make? Okay, you didn't spend you didn't mean to spend $130,000. Like, you're not ruining your life.
Yeah.
Like, that's not.
That's like.
That's on its face over the top. And
that's
like,
crazy.
That's exactly the reason why
yeah.
there's like exceptions to contract law where it's like, you know, if you like, depending on the situation, like
at a strip club,
if you're
too
fucking
like,
drunk to like understand what's going on, that doesn't count. Like at some
like,
point,
do I want like a luxury sports car or do I want to get like really horny?
Right.
Like that's crazy. I don't get the like I think strip clubs are fun and I think they're like fun to go to. I mean, depending on like what they are and like, you know, there's obviously ones where it's better where it's like, this seems like a place where people are generally having fun versus one where it's like, no one wants to be here, but I think they're fun to go to in that sense, but the mindset of like going there to like get horny is the grossest and weirdest thing to me.
It's the whole thing. Yeah. That's, you have it's to like embrace it horny. As like it being silly. Like this idea.
Yeah.
Where, like, 'cause you have those, like, if you've ever like been in, like they have like the lap dance in the open room and the guys get that look in their eyes where they're just like, dead-eyed, seriously yeah. horny look. It's like, this is very depressing. I don't want to be breathing the same air as this, what's going on right now. Like, it's
just,
yeah.
Yeah, is it like, it's just that star for female attention. It's like, it's the fucking internet age. Go make a fake Twitter account, catfish somebody. Like, I don't,
yeah.
Don't just go, you know.
Go ruin someone else's life. Yeah, but anyway, so, kudos to Dr., he's a doctor, what was it again? Dr. Zayed Younan. So way to go, buddy. You're back on the straight and narrow, I guess.
Yeah, what are you going to do with that 136?
Like, chances that he like goes back, like there goes like another place. So like, oh yeah. No, I don't think so, pal. We're not,
yeah. He goes back to Scores.
Yeah.
Now he goes back. He's like, now I'm going to spend it for real.
Yeah.
Just to show you.
Like, no, this is part of my, like, I'm into this. This is yeah. what I like being.
That was like, I went once to, there's a strip club up in like Queens that's open like it's one of those places like it closes at like 7 and opens at like 8 a.m. It's like always open.
Cool.
No, it's just the thing was like I went there once. It wasn't at like 7 or whatever, but one of the things is like that lets them stay open so late or some rule or whatever, they can't serve alcohol there,
right?
But I was there with somebody and I was getting like non-alcoholic beers and they're like, why are you, there's no fucking alcohol in those, why aren't you? I was like, because I will not be at a strip club drinking like
juice.
Yeah, like I cannot. I know that there's no alcohol in the beer, but just being in a strip club drinking like a tall club soda
yeah.
is the most serial. It's the most psychotic thing I've ever imagined. I can't do it. Just there, just like Diet Coke. please.
I feel like Red Bull has done a lot for that industry of like the strip club open after Last Call, because you can be like, I'm drinking Red Bull. That's like still a going out drink, even though there's no booze in it. The idea that you're drinking like apple juice, please. It's like we don't have apple juice.
Yeah, man. Bars really shouldn't. I've ordered it there before. Like bars should not serve Red Bull. Seems like such a bad idea.
It makes you powerful.
Yeah. I went to one of those sponsored like open bar things at a club in DC once, and it was vodka Red Bull was the free drink, and I had one, and then I went back and I was like, hey, can I get another one? But I don't want Red Bull. I just want the vodka. And they're like, you can only drink it if it's vodka Red Bull. And I was like, that is the worst idea I have ever heard in my life. I was like, do you want your building to burn to the fucking ground? Why are you distributing this poison? That's my story.
Moon pie. What a time to be alive.
Jasper Beardley's had to save me a couple times already this episode.
And this week's number one reason to say what a time to be alive.
The Turks are everywhere. That's the number one story this week. Multiple Twitter accounts of prominent online conservatives who what they have to seem to have in common is that they're all followed by of the 45 accounts followed by Donald Trump, who is of course the president. Were hacked.
What?
Were hacked by a Turkish hacker squad, and what they would do is they would like get the hack done, and then change the person's banner image to like a something out of like a Warhammer illustration.
Yeah, just like
an old like D&D manual.
Yeah, like a Space Marine.
Yeah.
It's like with a big like laser axe.
It's like a cool ass like an eagle with like steel wings.
Yeah.
Because like the Turkish cyber army is here, baby.
They just have a folder full of like weird fucking steampunk animals. And like, so got them.
So the first round was Greta Van Susteren and Eric Bolling. And they were both, like I said, followed by old President Cheeto Deals. Cheese. And now, most recently, it's been Sarah Carter, who is a, I forget who she writes for. I think she writes for the Axios or something. But she's like a seemingly right-adjacent, sort of right-leaning journalist. But she doesn't appear to actually be a journalist. Not it's like a pundit. And then, of course, everyone's favorite phony sheriff, Sheriff Clark, was hacked by the Turks. And, you know, I'm not sure what
they
the end game
into his
here
cowboy
is.
Cowboy hat. I don't know what that means, but it means.
Somebody, Honored Spirit on Twitter, who was a very funny person, said that the wily Turks discovered that Sheriff Clark's password was gun.
Yeah.
And they hacked in. But I'm not clear what the end game is here. Like, I don't know what they're like. So the method they were using to hack, apparently, at least once they got the once they got like one of them on the hook, then they were using sort of their prominence to try to hack other prominent right wing people, is they would send a DM with like, hey, read this important news. And it just had like the most, like, if you have any sort of like sense of what's real on the internet, the most obvious fucking like spam phishing idiot hack link.
Yeah, just was like, just to say like, hi, enter password
read,
here.
Please read this important news. fox-news.medianewsonline.com. And then you click on the link. The DM says, hi, please read this important news. Foxnews.mediaonline.com. You can access it from this link by logging in. So the people would click the link and then type in their Twitter credentials on this like weird phony website, and then they're done because then they're hacked their deal. So that's what happened with these super alpha genius people. And I don't know.
Think like their plan would have gone so much better and done so, like you would have gotten so many more people if you'd maybe resisted the urge to post fucking Space Marines all over your profile.
Yeah, because it's like okay.
I got a weird question. I got a weird DM from Greta Van Susteren. Let me go check out her profile. Oh, okay. There's some sort of rocket knight fighting a dragon.
Yeah. Check out this.
Why is that happening?
There's a hawk carrying the Turkish flag with a like severed Gorgon head. Okay.
Well, guess Greta just thought this was a cool painting.
Right. Like, and the bio says like, you know,
back to
Turkish,
that news story,
like, Turkish hack squad number one. It's like, not really doing a good job of. But so, like,
Turkey number one computer. All right. Well, back to the news.
I mean, is the goal to, like, try to send a DM to, like, the president and have him click on the link? Because then, like, I mean, I could see Scavino fucking up, like, doing it that way. Like, he's an idiot, you know? He has the keys to the account, I'm sure. You know, and like, then it just becomes like, you know, like they just try to mimic Trump's voice and say, like, Turkey is the best. You know, like, we love Turkey. We love Erdogan. Like, I don't know what the, again, I mean, it's obviously a big deal geopolitically to have potentially insecure accounts that are sending out messages to 47 million people. But
they released Sheriff Clark's DMs because I feel like they got to be nuts.
I didn't see them, but they had some from like bowling, and it was great because they have like, you know, him saying like thank you for your support to somebody, and then like that dude who looks like. I forget who it is, but like I think Bakun calls him like Dollar Store Dracula, that like Scott Presling guy or Prez.
Yeah.
But like he's like, I'm honored to like be an activist with you, sir. Some like earnest nerd shit that like, yeah. You know, oh, the best was
was Donald Trump.
Yeah,
Jr.
Bowling had Trump Jr. muted, which is really fucking funny.
Yeah, that's great.
So how many DMs again from him? But this like, I don't know what the end game is. I think it's funny. It's like a good, you know, it's kind of like if like a. People hack a random celebrity. They're just like throw up like their like hacker collective name and all that shit.
Yeah, I've but thought like, about like just like going to Twitter and just like trying a couple passwords to Trump's account. I feel like it can't
he's gotta
be that
have
hard.
Two fact. He's gotta There's, have. Two I was thinking on. About that, but he's gotta have it. On.
I don't think he would. That seems like the president. Exact sort of thing that he'd be like, I don't want to do this fucking.
But somebody
shit.
Else may, could do it without him knowing that it needs to be done. Because once he has his phone, he's not logging in anywhere else.
Yeah,
there's no way. I mean, that would be so fucking... No, I mean, that would be so bad. None of these people did, obviously, because they just typed in their shit and they were done. But, Turkey, like, they're going a little too big with this. They should have stuck with, like, weirdly paying Lindsay Lohan to say good things about Turkey. Like, that was working out really well.
If you're working on a spread, a web of, like, phishing, just, like, hold off on the fucking, like... Kaiju that you're posting all over their accounts. And
I mean,
just
the pics are pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. Like, swords are cool, and I love eagles, but, like, just wait.
Yeah.
Hold back, you know? Take that folder on your desktop.
It's probably
labeled
like fucking
bitchin',
teens. It's
bitchin'
probably,
photo,
like,
bitchin' paintings.
Do we even know if it's like an actual like unit of the government or if it's just like a bunch of wacky teens?
It's
like
probably teens. I doubt it's the government.
I don't even know.
Yeah, it's like that. You ever see Hackers? That's exactly what it's like. Yeah, it's a kid named Zero Cool.
It's like the kid on
the skateboard.
It's like Rat from The Core. Have you seen The Core?
No.
Where he just goes, the best line and like the most 90s line ever. He just goes, that's like, all right, like nerd, we need you to, we got some news coming about the Earth's core. We want there to be no news on the internet or, you know, like about it.
Yeah.
And he just goes, you want me to hack the planet? And it's like, hack the planet? Okay.
Hack the planet is from Hackers.
No, he says it in that.
Yeah, but I think it's a reference to Hackers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No,
because that's what they always say. Hack the planet.
I learned something.
Have you ever seen Hackers?
No. Nope.
Dude, you need to watch Hackers. There's a part where they're like, they're trying to do like a data exchange and they have to get like a thumb drive or something. And so the main character, Zero Cool, is like standing on a sidewalk with this like disc and looks down the street and there's a car driving by and there's a guy skitching on a skateboard.
Yeah.
And then he lets go of the car, skates over, grabs the disc and then skitches back onto the car and keeps going. It's unbelievable.
Well, this dude just goes, I'm going to need like, I forget what kind of soda he wants. I think it's like something that doesn't exist
Mountain
anymore.
Mountain Dew Gamer Fuel.
And then
Mountain Dew White Out. The one looks like cum.
Unlimited supply of Hot Pockets.
Yeah.
So it's cool that was a very nuanced portrayal by the guy who was in Road Trip. That guy, the nerd guy. The guy who looks like a mouse.
Yeah.
He went by Rat, obviously. So, hey, that's probably who did the hacking, but like the Turkish version of that guy. That's pretty much it for us. We miss you, Kath. We will hopefully see you soon.
Hope you guys enjoyed the boys club.
Hashtag pray for Kath.
Yeah.
I don't have anything to promote. We got our Karma show every Friday. It's at 8:30 at 3rd and 1st in East Village, at a place called Karma. And downstairs, it's fun. And sometimes there are weird people at it. And I'm Patty Moe on all the stuff. Send us an email if you want. We're whatatimepodcast@gmail.com or whatatimepod on Twitter, whatatimepod on Instagram, and I think on Facebook also. I don't know.
Yeah.
Leave us a review on iTunes if you like, and five stars would be cool, and we'll see you soon.
Bye, everybody.